A very good afternoon from the sports team. We're going to start with a bit of live cricket. A lot of cricket going on, actually. But let's start with the Hollywood Bets Dolphins taking on the Titans in the four-day series up in Pretoria at SuperSport Park. The Dolphins won the toss this morning and decided to bat, but things did not go their way. They're currently 88 for the loss of 8 wickets. Semal Pillay top scored there. He got 23, but otherwise, really not much to write home about for the Dolphins. But the players are off the field and have been for a while because of rain. There are huge thunderstorms up in Johannesburg. So we'll have to just wait and see whether they do manage to get back out there this afternoon. But as I said, the Dolphins under a lot of pressure there. 88 for 8 in their first innings. And then moving to India, it is the first T20 between the Proteas and India in Cuttack. The Proteas won the toss and they decided to field first. So let's have a look at what's going on there. It's the first over. Just 3 deliveries bowled by Lungi and Giri, and India are currently 5 for 1. They've lost the wicket of Shubman Gill, caught by Marco Jansen for 4 off 2 deliveries. So good start there for the Proteas, picking up the big wicket of Shubman Gill. Let's have a look at the Proteas side. Aiden Markram, the skipper, along with Quinton de Kock to open the batting. Tristan Stubbs, Devolt Brevis, David Miller, Donovan Ferreira making up the middle order. Marco Jansen, Keshav Maharaj, and then Anrik Nokia, Luto Sopamla, and Lungi and Giri. Great to see Anrik Nokia back in the Protea setup for the first time in a very long time. And then it's going to be football news to finish. Liverpool will be without Mo Salah for their Champions League clash with Inter Milan tonight. Salah has been vocal about the breakdown in his relationship with Reds boss Arne Slot. Salah feels that he's been thrown under the bus after a poor start to the season and has now been dropped to the bench. Slot says that he had no option but to leave Salah at home this time.
Usually I'm calm and polite, but that doesn't mean I'm weak. If a player have these commands about so many things, then it's about me, us as a club to react. And we reacted in a way you can see now that he's not here.
And then looking at the pick of the other matches tonight, Bayern Munich host Sporting. Atalanta at home against Chelsea. Barcelona host Eintracht Frankfurt. And Tottenham Hotspur, they are at home against Slavia Prague. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.
East Coast Radio traffic.
Still got the congestion, unfortunately, on the N3 to Pietermaritzburg approaching Peacevale, and then a little further up in Ashburton, traffic is quite congested there, so just a heads up for that. Expect delays. If you are in a rush, take the R103 at Umlaas as an alternative route. And then N3 back to Durban, also a little slow approaching Scottsville, so please do expect some delays there. And then on the N3 to Durban coming from Pinetown, we have some queuing traffic between the M7 and the Paradise Valley interchange. So traffic is quite backed up that side. So just a heads up for